This is Mahaprabhu Mandir, and our movement is dedicated to Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and mantras that are corollaries of the Hare Krishna mantra that assist you in chanting. Now, sometimes, you know, there's a big difficulty in a devotee's life. They kind of wonder how you're going to balance the whole thing. And it's like really the number one anxiety of a devotee, whether you're a congregational devotee or you're living in the place, in the temple. How are you going to balance? You know, because the way of brahmacharis in Vedic culture, there were four different levels of brahmacharya. There were four different student life. There were four different levels of household life. There are four different levels of retired life, vanaprasthas. And there are four levels of sannyasis. And there are different permutations, gray matter in between. You know, everybody does it different. Just like they used to have a saying, the Southern Baptists in America, that, hey, we read the scriptures both day and night. You read black, whereas I read white. You know, there's different levels, there's different permutations, there's different perceptions of things. Now, how do we balance the whole mess? You know, how do you maintain the nine, the body, and the wife, and the kids, and the whole nine yards, and we still be a devotee too? Well, I'm struggling with that. I'm 55 now, and when you see your godbrothers and godsisters literally dying off by the day, practically, you know, then you start to think, hey, wait a minute, maybe I'm next, you know? So the realization is that death is real, that we have to depart this world. We're here for a very short time. We should make the most of the human form of life. And Sankirtan is all about it. Now I'm starting to really, really, really wonder, how did our grandfathers do it? How did our great-grandfathers do it? How did Prabhupada's generation do it like that? Like, I was reminiscing, I have a Sanskrit studying disciple in Govardhan now. He was in Mayapur for a while. So I asked him to go approach the lotus feet of my godbrother, who's about 60, 65 now. And I asked him about his father, who I had his darshan in Mayapur time, February-ish of 1995. He was 93 at the time, just 2 weeks or so before he left his body. And Dharanidhara Das at that time was chanting 3 lakhs of japa a day. That's a lot. You know, that is a lot. We're talking about 170, 180 rounds a day. That's a lot of japa. And I found out, I was trolling my hard drive about it. My disciple sent the message from him that when he was 8 years old, his father was walking to school, chanting japa on his fingers. And then he chanted 2 rounds on his fingers, going to school and back. Then, by the time he was initiated, he was chanting 32 rounds. By the time he was departed, he was chanting 3 lakhs. Then I asked him, did you see with your own eyes your father chanting? Yes, I was a naughty boy. They brought me to my father's bed a lot. My father was... And I saw my father, night or day, he would grab his beads. He wouldn't care how dirty he was. He was chanting was his father's life. He wrote a lot of Bengali bhajans also, but he said, I have no time to sing them. He would sing Narottam and Bhakti Manoj's bhajans, but he said, I have no time to sing those bhajans I wrote. You'll have to sing them. So, I'm struggling with it. Prabhupada told Mukunda Maharaj, who is now in New Govardhan, I'm going to have to write him an email and ask him more questions. And in the Vyas Puja offering in 2005, he wrote that in 1966, he's walking with Prabhupada in New York. And look, you know, come on, that's 44 years ago. 34 years ago? Yeah, something. Okay? Mukunda Maharaj was quite young. You know, he was in his 30s. Young fellow. So Prabhupada looked at him and said, you should chant 64 rounds. So Mukunda Maharaj didn't say yes, he didn't say no, because he's a surrendered disciple, of course. And he's just thinking, you know, how am I going to manage? You know, I got a job in New York, you know, how am I going to manage? I'm going to do that, I'm going to balance that, I'm going to do it. So he's trying to put it all together, the pieces together. How do you go to do all that? And before he could answer, then Prabhupada told him, you should chant 32 rounds. So, and if Vyas Puja offering, he's thinking, whew, well, at least he got it in half, you know. Yeah, I could probably, I could probably work my life in such a way I could chant 32. Yeah. I know householders personally, businessmen, devotees. They told me, I can't feel normal unless I chant 32. They told me this. These are householders, businessmen that are out. They got jobs just like you guys, families like you guys, and they're still telling me, I can't feel normal unless I chant 32. So he's thinking, yeah, I could probably do that. But before he could say yes or no to Prabhupada about it, Prabhupada said, you must chant 16. Then he understood that 16 was the minimum. But actually, we got to do more. My next question is, did Prabhupada tell other people? That I have to ask Mukunda Maharaj. Next question is, I got to ask the Bengali wife of my godbrother. Ah, he's 5 years older than me. She must be, 5 years younger than me. Bengali culture is like 8 to 10 years younger than your husband. But I have to ask her, how did your grandmothers do it? How did Prabhupada's sister do it? Because she saw a lot of Bengali ladies that were elderly. She saw. So I know, she knows. How did they do it? So balance is not easy. But the bottom line is that we have to do more. And you can't point the finger to somebody else. It's up to you. You have to do more. How do you do more? Well, I'm going to take shelter of Tulsi Rani. She'll help you do more. Because she's helped so many souls since time immemorial approach Krishna's lotus feet. She can help you. She can help me. Yeah. But still, it's like so difficult to try to understand in Kali Yuga when you have no taste. I asked Arjuna Daradara that question. How do you chant Hare Krishna when you have no taste? He said, chant the name of your friend, then he'll come. Then immediately I was thinking of Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, verse 25. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrata mudoyam navijanati logo mahama jamavyam. I'm not manifested to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I'm covered by my illusory energy. The world knows me not. I'm above the modes and inexhaustible. So immediately I said to Dharanidhar, well, why will he come? If you have no faith, if you have no shraddha, if you have no ruchi, why would Krishna come? He's Dayalu. He's an ocean of mercy. He's Kripa Sindhu. Everybody knows Krishna's kind. But why would he come? Then Dharanidhara's eyes got very soft. Like my doubt was not very good. And he went, no. Chant the name of your friend and then he'll come. And he said it so positively. So positively, so enthusiastically, I knew I was defeated. Then I knew he is chanting is on a whole nother platform than my chanting. I'm chanting without ruchi, without taste, mechanically, and he's chanting with Baba. Then I asked his grandson, what's his schedule? He wakes up about 3 o'clock, 3:15, bathes in a water pump, puts his hand in his bead bag and doesn't take it out the whole day. Yeah. So what I'm going to give you is from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, second book, third chapter, verse 153, and it's very good for this temple. This is Mahaprabhu Mandir. Sankirtanat jnana sukhange vivaratate jnanacha sankirtana madhuri sukham anyonya samvartaka kathanu bhuyate smabhistoyar tat dvayamekame vatat. The residents of Vaikuntha, they mention this. By sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy names, the glory, the joy of meditation grows. And by meditation, the sweet joy of sankirtan. And our own experience, the two methods fortify one another and are therefore actually one. Commentary. The Vaikuntha messenger's own opinion is that both meditation and sankirtan are advantageous. The two methods support one another. Because one or the other may be more suitable in different times, places, and circumstances, their mutual dependence should not be a cause of confusion. Either may be done separately, but neither in the end is complete without the other. Regardless of which serves the cause and which is the effect, the two are essentially non-different. Beautiful. Beautiful verse. So, our life is chanting Hare Krishna. And if we chant Hare Krishna, then we beget life. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 25, verse 278, it says, Tripadi. It's basically an instruction in singing. Ye lila ramrita bine akaya jadi annapane atavi bhakti ratura bala jivan. Ayari ek bindu pani utvalita tanu mani hasigai kareye nartan. Men in this world become stout and strong by eating food grains. But a devotee who eats only prasadam grains, but doesn't eat the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, gradually becomes weak. Kavi Bhaktira Durbala Jivan, they have a very difficult life. That's the literal translation. Prabhupada goes a little deeper. They'll eat, sleep, and fall down. Hey, big time. If you separate yourself from the devotees, if you become too external, you are not going to make it. You'll have a lot of difficulty. Wait a minute. What about Neya Bikramanaso Sti Pratyavayu Navidyate? What about Swapamapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato? Even a little advancement. Yeah, sure. That's for the public. Yeah, sure. That's for the new people, right? Swapamapyasya Dharmasya. Sure. Krishna is merciful. Sure. He's waiting in a forest of Tulsi, waiting for you to offer one leaf. Yeah. But at the same time, he's a chore. He's not interested in what you put in front of him. He wants what's behind your back. He wants your kaam kota loa moha masare. Give that to him. Then he'll become happy. He's not happy. In 10th canto, chapter 5, when Krishna and Balaram started to crawl, they used to start their makan chore pastimes. And they would steal. And the gopis, they would tell Mother Yasoda that sometimes, you know, he wants to steal our milk products, but if we offer them willingly, he's not happy. He wants to steal it. Then I was meditating on that. What did that? Could that mean? It means that when you steal, you don't forget that kid. That's it. Smarta vyasa tatha vishnura vishmata tadhyana jachuchit. We should remember Krishna, not forget him. And Krishna wants to help you. Yeah. So if he steals that milk products, then you're going to remember that boy real well. If you give it to him, some kid running my house, I gave him a rasgulla, he went. That kid does not stick in your brain as good as the kid that came in and stole. The kid that came in your house and stole, he stays in your brain. You know. And now another thing, look, think about it. Now you go down to the corner store, you get some cheese or you get some yogurt, it's all made by machine, right? Yeah. Not in those days, sorry, those girls work. If you've ever gone to an Indian village and if you've seen girls actually taking cream and turning it into butter, it is hard, hard work. Those bangles are moving. Shoo, 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 really fast. And Mother Yasoda had the Brahmanis write Krishna's glories in beautiful poetry so she could sing at the same time while she was churning. Come on, you know what that means? Those ladies worked like donkeys, you know. They're not going to put on a KG in that life. I'm sorry. You know, those ladies are working. And they still had time to chant Krishna's glories while they worked. Wait a minute. We got no excuse. This much money Yasoda is showing by her example. That in any circumstance, you can chant Krishna's glories and work at the same time. So that's what she did. The glories of Krishna. Chanting. Sankirtana means congregational chanting of Krishna's glories. Made the meditation wonderful. And by the meditation, made the joy of Sankirtan wonderful. So we both were interacting. So it's so nice. So, and Mother Yasoda was thinking, why does my boy run to other people's houses? My milk products are no good. So she worked so hard, making her milk products really nice for Krishna. So he may steal less. But that's all right. Krishna stole anyway. And he would go there to the houses. Why are you stealing our milk and yogurt? I am not a thief. Everything in Vrindavan belongs to me. You're the thief. All this milk and yogurt belong to me, Krishna would say. You're the thief. You know. So the thing, look, what is our business? Krishna is a thief. And our business is to help him steal it. Yeah. So let him steal all of your love. As much as you can steal. And if you help him steal it, then yeah, maybe he'll let you join the party. He would tell his coward friends, go inside that house. If somebody is there, let me know. You know? So the point is that the kids were the accomplices. The other coward boys became accomplices in the crime. Yeah, we'll help you steal all those milk products. And then you join the party. Yeah. So if you want to join Krishna's party, you have to help him steal. So Sankirtana means let him steal. We steal people. Take this Bhagavad Gita. Take these books, you know, like this. Come and sing with us. Eat this samosa. You don't fight over a samosa. You don't fight with a samosa. Anybody argue with a sweet bowl? No. Just put it in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like, and your whole world can change just by eating prasadam, you know, and like this, and being with the devotees. But be very careful. Radha Balabha, very sweet and very kind. And they say, yeah, just come. Just offer us a little love. And that's all right. Just offer us a little love. Huh? And you start offering your love and you go, that's very good. Thank you very much. Now, can you give a little more? All you got to do is give a little more, you know. And sometimes I'll be traveling, you know, and I'm traveling, you know. And I'm on a rush, I'm on a deadline or something. I'm thinking, sheesh, I gotta minimize my puja today. I gotta do a sankshipt. I gotta minimize my puja a little bit. So my deities know that that's my mentality. I'm gonna try to minimize it. And they don't want me to minimize it, you know. They want me to give it to them, you know. So they would say, hey, look, you know, I know you're pushing for time, you know. Why don't you give me this? It'll only take you 5 minutes. So I'm thinking, yeah, you know, you do look sweet with your tilak on like that, you know. I give you your tulsi charan. You do look a little sweet, yeah. Okay, we'll give it to you. Fine. Thank you for giving it to me. Now, could you give me this? It only take you 5 minutes. Yeah, you know, yeah. Probably only take you 5 minutes. Yeah, you're right, actually. If I push it, you know, I can give it to you. And then add the whole thing up. It's an hour and a half. Oh, you tricky fellow. I ended up not minimizing anything, you know. It's just you stole it all, you know. You tricky fellow. So Krishna's very tricky. He's not interested in what you put in front of him. He wants what's behind your back. You just keep on giving it, that's all. He's so crafty. There's a Chaurastikam, a poetry, and the 8th sloka says, Dasyangatanam cha samasta choru. Those who servants who go to him, everything he'll be the thief. Now you go, wait a minute, you know. It's nice in the Sanskrit, nah, but when it actually happens to you, are you ready? You know, are you actually ready to give him everything to him? You know, it's not easy. It's not easy for people because we're on the bodily conception of life, you know. One for you, two for me. One for you, two for me. One for you, three for me. You know, it's like that. And they don't think that, you know, one for God, half for me. They don't think like that. The devotees who think like that is because they understand that actually Krishna is a force multiplier. If Krishna enjoys two, then I enjoy half now, but he's going to give it all back with interest. He's a force multiplier. It's a pyramid scheme with no scale. By loving Krishna, you get more than you ever dreamt. In this life, in the next life, everything. So devotee can be selfless. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we know, by loving Krishna, we get more happiness than even if we give to Krishna. Those devotees who love Gauranga, they got more happiness by loving Gauranga. And Gauranga loved them so much, he said, they can sell me in the market for whatever they want. They can give me to anybody at any price. Whatever they want. The Lord puts himself in the hands of his devotee. And Krishna told, Napareyayam, I cannot repay you gopis for your love. So it's the same thing. Krishna steals from the coward boys. And Krishna will do whatever Sri Dham says. It's amazing. The love is so powerful. Krishna is not, he's nischinta. He doesn't have to worry about nothing. He's worried about two things. The jealous anger of Radharani and the anxiety of Mother Yasoda. Otherwise than that, everything is under his control. He has nothing to worry about, you know. But those two things. He's very much concerned about those two things, you know. Brihad Bhagavatam, there's so many stories. The boys want to go on Gochar. Cello, we'll go. Take care of the cows. And then when they're going out, and Mother Yasoda's thinking, oh look, my boy is so sweet, like a lotus flower. And how can I spend the whole day without him? So she's going along. And she's saying, Balaram, this, that. And Balaram, whoop, and he comes forward. And then Mother Yasoda makes so many excuses. Krishna, come here. Your belt is not good. Fix your belt. Oh, your turban needs adjusting. And Krishna goes back. And then, come back again. And Mother Yasoda calls him back again and calls him back again. And Krishna understands that. Mother Yasoda doesn't want to let me go. And then she falls at his feet. Mother, please, let me go. It'll be all right. Everything will be all right. The forest is very nice and the boys will take care of me and there won't be any problem. And then she gives the final orders to Balarama. You can go. You put him under the shade of trees. When the sun gets hot, you put him under the shade of trees, give him plenty of cool water to drink. Save him from tussles with the other boys. And when he gets tired, you bring him home. And Balaram says, yes, mother. Yes, mother. And because of that, therefore, Balaram is in so much anxiety for Krishna's care in the forest, because he promised Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda would not let him go to the forest unless he promises all those things. And in the evening, right now, it's called Goduli Shayana, when Krishna comes home, and Bilba Mangala Thakur has a beautiful bhajan. A goduli dulsarata ko malagopa veshe. A gopala balaka shate anugam yamanam. Ashayantane pratigriham apasubandhanartham. A gachchanta macha chashushuma panatosmi nityam. So ecstatic. Goduli dulsarata. He's covered with the dust emanated from the hoofprints of the cow. His soft coward boy form is covered with the dust emanating from the hooves of the calves. Gopala balaka shate. And he's got hundreds and thousands of boys. Anugamyamanam that follow him. Shayantane at the time of dust. Pratigriham to every house. Pasubandhanartham for the benefit of tethering every cow. Gachchantam, he goes. Achutashashum. The infallible Lord in the form of a coward boy. Pranatos minityam. We offer him obeisances all the time. Can you imagine the friendship? That the boys have so much love for Krishna. That's all right. I'm going with you. I'm not leaving you. I'm going with you. We'll help you tether your calf in your house. You know? Can you imagine? Can you imagine the love? That Krishna is helping them tether their own calves. It's so sweet. And Mother Yasoda calls those tallest gopis. Go up to the top of the house and look out. Ah, look, we see the cloud of dust. He's coming. He's coming home to Vrindavan. Oh, and then the party happens. Because they've been waiting all day long for Krishna to come back from the forest. When you read in 10th canto, 21st chapter, Bina ticket poch gaya. From here in Melbourne, you can go to Vrindavan without buying a plane ticket. Sasta. Save your money. You know? And in the evening, if you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, wow, we can go to Navadvip. Bina ticket poch gaya. You can go to Navadvip without buying a plane ticket. Go to the bank of the Ganga. See Gauranga with Nittai wandering along the bank of the Ganga. Ah, how nice. Kabhi habhi hai na dasa amor. When will that day come when we'll actually become a servant? Yeah, this is Baba. This is bhakti. And if you can't go mentally, hey, then don't think you're going to go physically. Where are you going to go when you go physically? You'll see only garbage and this and that and problems and this and that. Oh, God. Right now, the UP Bundaraja, they've broken up so many roads trying to make Vrindavan like a tourist mecca. Good luck. It'll take them 5 years or 10 years. Good luck. In the meantime, we should go there cheaper and sweeter by reading Bhagavatam and like that. So this is the easiest way to go in the Dham. Hey, and we want to invite all of you, please, save time in your personal life to read the Shastras in the evening and the morning. And go there. How sweet. Asankirtana dhyana sukhanga vibharatate. By sankirtana, by singing bhajans and singing the glories of the Lord, meditation become more sweet. Dhyanashta sankirtana madhuri sukham. By reading Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, meditation becomes really good. Anonya Samvartaka Katanubhuyate. Well, these two processes, they go together. Smabhyastayor tatvayamekamevatat. Although they're two, they're actually one process. It's quite a sweet realization. But we don't get that realization until we start applying it. And that's what this mandir is about. That's what the Sadhu Sangha is about. It goes beyond the Sunday feast program. We want you to chant Hare Krishna and make it your life's mission. Because every one of us here in this room is an Ayaram, Gayaram, and Ayarani, Gayarani. It's a question of time. We're all going to get kicked out. And it's time for us now, while we still have some life in our blood, and our bones, and our life, to chant Hare Krishna with feeling. And Gornatai will help us. Yeah. And Tulsi Rani will help you. You've got a silent guru in your house 365 days a year. You take shelter of her. She'll make your japa good. She'll make your Bhagavatam good. She'll make your life good. And then when you come to the temple, you'll really appreciate the atmosphere here. And it's really nice. So I want to thank everybody that's come to Sunday program. It's really good. There's another neat bhajan too. It's called in Purva Raga. That Surdas sings in his Sur Sangeet. Avata Mohana Denu Charaye Moda Mukuta Sira Uravana Mala Hata Lakuta Go Rajala Bataye Kati Kachani King Kini Ganna Bajata Charana Chalata Nupura Ravalaye Gwala Mandali Madhya Shamagana Pita Vasana Dhamini Lajaye Gopasaka Avata Gunagavata Madhya Shama Haladara Chavichaye Sura Dasa Prabhu Asura Sanghari Brajayavata Man Harakabaraye Brajatavata Man Harakabaraye Avata Mohana Denu Charaye Purva Raga. Ah, you know, yeah, in nighttime. The translation of that is, here Mohan, Krishna, who bewilders everybody by his cupid beauty, he's coming in the village of Vrindavan. Mora Mukuta Sira, he has a peacock feather in his forehead. Uravana Mala, on his chest he has a forest garland. Hata Lakuta, and he has a stick in his hand, and he's covered with the dust from the cows. His waist bells are ringing. And when he walks, his nupur, his ankle bells are ringing softly. Amongst the host of all the coward boys is the cloud of Shyam Sundar. And his yellow cloth defeats the brilliance of lightning. In the company of all of his friends, they all glorify him, of the sweetness of him and Balarama together. Suradas says, the killer of so many demons is entering into Vrindavan and just increasing the affection and love of everybody in Vrindavan town. How wonderful it is. So this is there. And it becomes more and more in the heart when you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, when you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, when you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when you read Srimad Bhagavatam. So you're all very lucky. This temple is the crest jewel of all the temples in Australia. You're all very lucky to be congregational members here. Now just take advantage and make your life successful and go back to home, back to Godhead. We don't want anything else. This temple is for that. Hare Krishna. Amen. Now, hey, what we did, we brought my deities here. And these fellows are the best of thieves here. Huh? They really like to steal your love. So what we want to do is before we start to serve prasadam, we're going to have some kirtan. And devotees can do pradakshinam. If you do parikrama 7 times around Govardhan Shilas, that is just like 1 Govardhan parikrama, being a ticket poch gaya, without buying a plane ticket, sasta. Right? So we want everybody to get that opportunity. So what we're doing is we're going to do some kirtan, and devotees can do parikrama around Krishna and Balarama. And we'll have to figure it out. It's a lot of crowd here, you know, so we'll have to figure it out how to do it. You know, either the men stay on the side and let the ladies go around, or, you know, for a while, and then let the men go around for a while, or I don't know. What do you think? who's in charge here, you know? Anirudh is not here, unfortunately, but who's that? Who's next? Who's out there? Bhakt is outside. Bhakt is there. It looks practical. I don't know what we can... What could be practical? I think we're going to have to... Huh? Yeah, we put it in the middle. And what do you think? So the ladies go first and then the men stay in the side and then or the men go first and the ladies stay in the side and they go afterwards? Bhaktadas, we want to do parikrama of the deities. You know, here. And so what do you think? With the crowd, should we have the ladies go first and the men stay on the side? Or the men go first and the ladies go after? What do you suggest? I mean, we got a big crowd of people. Okay, yeah. Let's have some kirtan. Okay. Doesn't matter. Let the ladies go first, you know. Let them be happy, you know. Life is easier that way, huh? Isn't it? Come on, let's be frank, you know. And the ladies are happier that everything goes along smoothly that way, you know. Anyway, so we're going to have some kirtan. We'll do parikrama around the deities, you know, and let them do a couple rounds, you know. And then after the ladies do six, seven times around, then the men can do seven times around, and then go take prasadam. Hey, be happy. Hare Krishna. Cheap and best, right? Hare Krishna. Jai Mahaprabhu ki jai, jai Nitai ki jai, Radha Balabha Jagannath Baladev Subhadramaya Tosi Rani, Kanai Balai, Nara Hare ki jai.